Additional rain and thunderstorms will be occurring across the Midwest frequently as we move forward through this next 7-day period, and the risk of flooding and some other negative influences on crop development will continue as we get through into the holiday weekend of July 4th. The forecast is still promoting a lot of rain here today and into tomorrow morning. The precipitation will be focused on areas from Iowa and Missouri straight eastward into Ohio and some immediate neighboring areas. The system will likely generate a little bit of a closed-off low-pressure system eventually that will help to enhance the rainfall tomorrow as the system exits out of the eastern Midwest. That little low-pressure center will help to intensify some of the rainfall, however, and that might create some, again, locally heavy rainfall that would result in some possible flash flooding. River and stream flows are already way above average, with many rivers in flood at this point in stage, and we are expecting this to change very little. If anything, it's going to get a little worse with a greater amount of runoff that will occur from this weekend's rainfall. This isn't the only rain event that's going to take place, though. There are two or three others that are stacked up to move across the same area as we move forward through the balance of this next 10-day period. The rainfall today and tomorrow will likely run 1 to 3 inches in quite a few areas, with some locally greater amounts, over 4 inches possible in a couple of locations. In fact, we saw some of that occur last night as storms came out of portions of the western Corn Belt and worked their way into the lower Midwest here this morning. Well, the next wave of precipitation to impact the region is expected to occur Monday into Tuesday, and during that time period, we'll once again have a good chance for rain and thunderstorms. This time, though, it'll be a little bit more widespread in the Midwest, and we'll expect the precipitation to be a lot lighter than that which will occur here today and tomorrow. The precipitation will be focused coming down on the upper parts of the Mississippi River Valley and from there eastward into Ohio and portions of Kentucky and Michigan, and that occurs again Monday and Tuesday. And then following that immediately will be on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, yet another opportunity for rain and thunderstorms moving across the region. The precipitation will take a little more of a southerly track this time, and therefore the lower parts of the Midwest will be most vulnerable to some of the greatest amounts of rain. The last little disturbance, we hope, it will be the last event, at least in this series. It will come across the Central Plains and into the Ohio River Basin, and that will take place as we move from July 3rd through July 5th. That system will be completely dependent on how much cold air is going to be surging southward behind that system as we go into that following couple of days. The cold air will dictate how intense the thunderstorms will be and therefore how much rain will actually fall. It will also determine where the frontal system will become stationary, and right now it looks like it will probably be in the southern plains somewhere and maybe south of the Ohio River as well. And for that reason, I think that the week of July 6th will probably end up being a little less wet across the Midwest, and we'll certainly hope for the best. At least a lot of farmers are going to hope for that just simply because of all the problems that are coming out of this excessive wet pattern. A lot of the region is experiencing some standing water. There's a potential for some of the younger crops to suffocate in this environment. There's a problem with nitrogen deficiency taking place. There's also some concern for those unplanted acreage that will not get planted at this point. So the bottom line is it's definitely too wet across the region. Our temperatures will help out a little bit. We'll see the temperatures staying relatively seasonable, but a little bit on the cooler side of normal, though. Highs will be in the 70s and some lower 80s as we go forward through the next few days. We'll see those temperatures warm up as we get into the early part of next week, but only temporarily. We'll see more cool weather later in the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.